box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin, Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
Well, it will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Bologna 8-7. Both teams coming out on the court now. Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline as we are about ready to get back underway. Husky will throw it to Pfeiffer, and we are underway. Pfeiffer walks into the front court. Ball goes over to Walker on the left wing. Now out to Pfeiffer. Throws it to Foreman in the paint. Kicks it out to Husky in the right wing. Her three-pointer is up and good. Peyton Husky gives Mount Holmes the lead back 10-8. That's the fourth lead change of the night. Falls with Cash on the left wing. Throws it down in the corner. Going up for the three-pointer is Alexis Burnham. She puts it up and in, and Bologna gets the lead right back. 11-10, our score is 7:20 left in the first half. Here is Walker dribbling to the right wing, throws it to Husky. Up top to Martin now. Over to Walker now. Walker will dribble between the circles. Walker gives it to Martin on the right side. Now to Husky near the corner. Down a low block, it goes to Foreman. She has the ball knocked away from her and stolen by the Lady Eagles. And now a foul is going to be called on Mount Holmes. That's on Anna Grace Foreman, her second personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. 6:56 left to play in the second quarter. Bologna gets the ball back, leading 11-10. Beatty into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Throws it on the low block to Kelly. Kelly's going to go down into the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound by Emma Martin, and she's immediately fouled. Over the back foul on Kenna Beatty. That is her first personal foul. And that's the last foul Bologna had to give. The next one will put Mount Holmes in the bonus. Here's Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Walker on the left wing. Walker dribbles toward the free throw line. Now gives it to Martin in the left corner. Dribbles out to the wing, throws up top to Husky, over to Walker on the right side. Walker over to Martin. Martin's going to dribble toward the right elbow. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Husky. Thought about the three, now dribbles to the elbow herself. She will give it to Walker. Back to Husky on the right wing. Her three-pointer is up and in. Peyton Husky with 6 points now. And another lead change in this game as Mount Holmes is up 13-11 now with a little over 6 minutes left of the first half. That's the sixth lead change of the night so far. Ball goes over on the right wing to Beatty, now down a low block, up top down to Bates, and she puts up the three. Good. She now has 6 points off the bench, and it's Bologna with the lead back, 14-13 our score, 5:46 left in the first half. Here's Husky with the ball up top, over to Walker on the left wing. Ball goes up top to Pfeiffer, her three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound for a pin. Kyra Penn, her shot was blocked, and it will be Bologna coming up with the ball. 5.5 minutes left of the first half. Ball goes over to Cash on the right wing. Finds Kelly just outside the paint. Kicks it out to Mears in the right corner. Now she's dribbling towards the low block. Now gives it back up to Kelly just outside the paint. Throws it over to Cash on the left wing. Up top to Bates. Now Cash has it. She dribbles between the circles. Cash trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Bates. Down on the low block now goes to Kelly. She puts up the shot over a pin. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Hey, Paige Kelly's going to go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three. That foul is on Kyra Penn, her first personal foul. Team foul number five against the Lady Bombers. So Paige Kelly to try to convert the three-point play, and she does. And it's a four-point lead for Valonia. Kyra Penn's going to check out to be replaced by Madeline Collins, a 5'11 senior. 17-13, the Lady Eagles leading it with less than 5 minutes left of the half. Here is Husky throwing it into the front court to Pfeiffer. Loses the handle of the dribble. Stolen by Valonia. Back on the Lady Eagles going in for the lane for the easy layup. Well, just as I say easy layup, McKenna Beatty, she slowed up enough as to get her layup blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And Valonia's going to get it back, but not before Mountain Home takes a timeout. We'll take it with them. 4:43, let's play in the first half. It is Valonia leading Mountain Home 17-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratesi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Mountain Home taking their first time out of the game as they trail Valonia 17-13 with 4:43 left to play in the first half. Valonia will inbound it after what looked like an easy layup for Kenna Beatty. She has slowed up enough to get her shot blocked, and then the ball went out of bounds after that. Beatty will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Cash on the wing. I'm sorry, that's Burnham. Now back to Beatty. Her three-pointer, good. All of a sudden, it's a three-possession game. Valonia up 20-13 with over 4.5 minutes left of the first half. Here's Husky into the front court. Throws it over to Walker on the right wing. Back up top now to Martin. Now she gives it to Pfeiffer, who has it between the circles. Over to Husky on the left wing. Drills towards the elbow. Now kicks out to Pfeiffer. Her three-pointer is up and good. Hannah Pfeiffer now with 8 points. 20-16, Valonia leading it. 4:10 left in the first half. Here is Cash throwing it over on the right side to Beatty. Down low block it goes Kelly. Back up top to Cash. Over to Burnham on the left wing. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Long rebound controlled by Madeline Collins. And back comes Mountain Home. Here is Martin into the front court. Has the ball on the right side. Now dribbles up to the top. Gives it there to Pfeiffer. Thought about the long three. Now she's going to start dribbling toward the right side. Gives up top to Husky. Over to Walker on the left side. Walker dribbles toward the elbow. Now goes up to the top, gives it to Husky on the right wing. Her three-pointer is up, no good. Rebound, chased down by Walker. And now Mountain Home's going to set back up. Here's Pfeiffer with it up top. Good hustle by Walker. No one really went to go die for that rebound or anything. Ball goes over to Martin on the right wing. Now she drills to the lane, picks up her drill, pulls up for the jumper, no good. Rebound control by Valonia. Here is Beatty into the front court, throws over to Berman on the right side, back up top to Beatty. Over down on the low block it goes to Kelly, who puts up her shot, basket counts, and she is fouled. Another three-point opportunity for Paige Kelly. As that foul is on Emma Martin, that is her second personal foul, team foul number six against the Lady Bombers. So with 3:06 left to play in the first half, Paige Kelly will go to the free throw line where she's already 1-for-1 with 7 points. Free throw is up and good. She now has 8. And it's a 7-point lead for Valonia once again. 23-16 our score. Emma Martin's going to check out of the game to be replaced by Kyra Penn. And it's again a three-possession lead for Valonia as they are 7. Pfeiffer into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Pfeiffer on the right wing. To Walker. Now up top to Collins. Over to Pfeiffer near the left corner. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Offensive rebound from Penn. Gives it up top to Husky. It's going into the lane for the layup. Loses her footing. Tries to throw it up. And the rebound is controlled by Valonia. Here is Cash into the front court. Throws it up top to Bates. Down in the corner. And now looks like a call away from the ball. Looks like it's going to be a foul away from the ball on Madeline Collins. And it's going to be a 1-1 for Valonia. Collins picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Lady Bombers. So it will be Paige Kelly back at the free throw line. She's already 2-of-2 with 8 points. 2:38 left to play in this first half. First shot for Kelly is up and good, so she does earn the bonus. One more free throw coming up for Kelly. Second shot is up. Good, and is now a 9-point lead for Valonga. 25-16 is our score with 2:38 left in the half. Pfeiffer walks the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Walker on the right wing. Takes a screen from Penn. Walker going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Offense rebound for Penn. She puts it back up. A little strong, no good. And this time the rebound is controlled by Cash, and back comes Valonga. Cash walks into the front court, throws it over to Mears. Goes down low block to Kelly. Her layup, no good. And now she's going to be called for the over-the-back foul. And I think a one-on-one's coming up for the Lady Bombers. Paige Kelly picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. It will be Kyra Penn at the free throw line for the first time tonight. 2:12 left to play in the first half as Penn will try to cut into Valonga's lead. First shot is up and in, so she does earn the bonus. So Emma Martin's going to check in for Madeline Collins. And for Valonga, Burnham's going to take a seat, and she is going to be replaced by Lauren Patterson. So one more free throw coming up for Kyra Penn. Second shot is up. Rolls around. Does not go. Offensive rebound for Martin. She puts up the reverse layup. It rolls around and goes in. Emma Martin with her first 2 points of the night, and it's now back to a 6-point game. 25-19, Lady Eagles leading it with a little over 2 minutes left in the first half. Here's Cash throwing it up top to Bates. Back over to Cash on the right wing. Tries to gives it in the paint to Kelly. Her layup, no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. Shot was blocked, but I guess drew a little contact as well. So she'll hit to the free throw line. That foul is on Kyra Penn. Her second personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. I'm not sure what they just called there. But anyways, it's going to be Paige Kelly at the free throw line for the two-shot opportunity. She's already 4-4 from the free throw line. First shot is up and in. It's 1:54 left in this first half as Kelly will have one more free throw. Second shot is up. No good. Offense rebound for Cash. She has it on the low block. Throws it up top to Patterson, who's going down into lane, going up for the layup. No good. This time, Penn gets the rebound and back on the Lady Bombers. 26-19, Valonga leading it. Here is Martin into the front court. Over to Walker on the right side. Lower minute and a half left of this first half. Walker drills between the circles. Now goes towards the paint. Kicks out to Martin. Over to Husky. Now back to Martin. Over to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer dribbles between the circles. Gives over to Martin on the right wing. Martin finds Penn in the paint. She's going to put up the jumper. Does not go. And Bates is going to get the rebound, and back come the Lady Eagles. Cash walks across the timeline, has it on the left wing. Throws it to Beatty near the corner. She drills out to the wing now. Gives it up top to Patterson. Less than a minute left in this first half. 7-point lead for the Lady Eagles. Patterson tries to throw it to Kelly. Ball is knocked away by Penn, stolen by Husky, and back come the Lady Bombers. Here's Husky throwing it to Pfeiffer, who's going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Pfeiffer now in double figures with 10 points. 26-21, Valonga leading it. 30 seconds left to play in the half. Ball goes over on the right side now to Beatty, near the elbow to Kelly. She's going to go down in the lane for the layup, off the glass and in.
Paige Kelly.
18 seconds left. It is back to a three-possession game. 28-21, Valonga leading it. 10 seconds left as Martin has up top. She's going into the lane for the layup. Shot was partially blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Valonga. Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline with 5.8 seconds left. Lady Bombers will have one more chance to make this a two-possession game once again before we reach the end of the half. Walker takes an inbound pass from the right wing. 3 seconds left. Throws over to Husky. She's going to put up the three at the buzzer. No good, and we have reached the end of the first half. Well, after two quarters of play, our score, Bologna leading Mountain Home 28-21. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is